Here's the most momentous moment in the history of mankind, where Jesus is dying for you and me and everybody born and yet to be born and for all of eternity. And yet there's this little snapshot of Jesus saying to his mother, "Behold your son, and son, behold your mother." I think Jesus was saying to us, in the midst of all of this giant thing that I'm doing for all of humanity because of my love for everybody, I'm not going to forget my mother.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. He's a conference speaker and coach, and your advocate for the family. This is day 4 of Dr. Randy's series, Intentional Living with Adult Children. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you much, Kurt. Appreciate it. And we do continue the series on high-stake relationships over these several weeks. And today and this week, this last week, we've been focusing on intentional living with your adult children. I think the quality of the relationship that we have with our adult sons and daughters affects us. It affects us spiritually and emotionally, for sure. And if you don't have a good relationship with your adult children, you feel it and you hurt as a result of that. And this entire series is designed to help you strengthen what you have, to make it better. And if you have a good relationship, to even strengthen it further. And that's why we're creating these principles, these intentionals, the top 10 list, if you please, for loving and living with intentionally with adult children. And I'm going to be closing this series on the broadcast next time. And I'm going to close with a prayer. And we've made that prayer available to you as a free download. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com and click on the free resources, and it's there for you. Today, I'm going to begin by talking about leave no unfinished business behind. That's certainly a powerful truth and a powerful point for relationship with children. Also, a reminder, we're just days away now from the Intentional Love Marriage Conference in Arizona and in Michigan. All the information available for you at theintentionallife.com. All right, let's go to our teaching studio as I begin today's teaching. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14, Paul says an interesting thing. As he's going to the church at Corinth, listen to what he says. "Now for the third time, I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I do not seek yours, but I seek you." And then he says, "For children ought not to lay up for their parents, but the parents for the children." Isn't that interesting? Paul is saying, as an example, I'm coming to the church. I'm not coming because I need anything from my spiritual children. I'm coming here for your benefit. I'm not coming here to ask anything. I'm coming here for you. Just like a parent should be saving up for the child and not the child for the parent. How many children do we have today that are resentful because their parents didn't take some basic precautionary steps to care for themselves, and the kids got caught in the middle of a mess? Now, you did it with honor and you stepped up to help, but you thought, what if my parents had just saved a little bit or made some plans or done something to take care of themselves? So a word for us as the adult in this adult-child relationship, it's our responsibility to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves. We're providing for ourselves to the best we can, because there will be some day where the reality is our children are going to have to provide for us. They're going to have to step in and care for us. But to make it as easy as we can to take that responsibility, not to leave unfinished business. Number 7, as we look at these top 10 on adult-child relationships, is much like the one we talked about last time, leave no unfinished business. It's similar to that, but this one is live every day like it's your last day, because someday it will be. And boy, that's a good way of living, isn't it? And the scripture says, don't go to bed at night with any unresolved issues, keeping short accounts. We need to have that in a relationship with our adult children. It would just be the worst thing if I were to die today and thought I had some unresolved issues with my children or with Donna. See? So not leaving any unfinished business. I was thinking of Jesus on the cross. And as you read the account, he's between these two thieves, obviously, and he's suffering and he's dying for the sins of all mankind for all of eternity. And it's an interesting little passage, and it's just a couple of verses in John 19, 26 and 27, where he's on the cross, and listen to what he says. On the cross, in his final moments, he looks at his mother, who's there, and he says, "Woman, behold your son." And then he looks to John, and he says, "John, his disciple, behold your mother." Now, I thought about that. Here's Jesus dying for the sins of all the world, and he's saying to his mother, "Hey, there's your son. Son, there's your mother." And my first thought was, man, that didn't plan ahead. I'm sure that was long ago, very clear in Jesus' head, in his mind, and probably been talked about. And I wonder, why did they record that in Scripture? Here's the most momentous moment in the history of mankind where Jesus is dying for you and me and everybody born and yet to be born and for all of eternity. And yet there's this little snapshot of Jesus saying to his mother, "Behold your son, and son, behold your mother." I think Jesus was saying to us, in the midst of all of this giant thing that I'm doing for all of humanity because of my love for everybody, I'm not going to forget my mother. I want to provide for her. Because he could have taken care of that days before and said, okay, now I've got my real business here at hand. But he's on the cross and he's sharing that. And I don't know, the scripture isn't clear if that had been discussed with John before or if that was the first time the two of them had heard that. But live every day like it's your last. And Jesus, that's what he was doing. It was his last day on earth to be there in that role. And his mother obviously providing for his mother, which I'm sure he was doing over all those years. And I think about this last opportunity of every day living with our families and with our kids like it's our last. I think of the day my mother died.
In a moment, Dr. Randy continues today's teaching, Intentional Living with Your Adult Children. This is a part of Dr. Randy's July teaching series on high-stake relationships. Find out more about the series and how you can receive a copy of this complete teaching or all the teachings for the entire month at theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours 1-888-1717 and press option 4.
What were you expecting? That moment when you said, "I do." Here's Dr. Randy Carlson.
You can have the marriage that God intended, and I can show you how. At the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, you're going to laugh and learn together as I help you discover the secrets to an intentional marriage.
Coming to Arizona in Mesa this Friday or Glendale this Saturday, and to Michigan at Youth Haven Ranch July 23rd. Register today at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Today's teaching from the Intentional Living Center is available to you with our thanks for your gift to the ministry. The teaching includes not only what you hear on the radio today, but all sessions of this entire series. Just go to theintentionallife.com to find out more. Also, Dr. Randy has written a prayer for my adult children, and we'd like you to have it. It's free. Just go to the Resources tab at theintentionallife.com and click on Free Resources. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy in the teaching studio at the Intentional Living Center.
And I think about this last opportunity of every day living with our families and with our kids like it's our last. I think of the day my mother died. Donna came into the bedroom and told me that my brother was on the phone. And of course, the way she presented it, I knew there was a crisis of some sort. And my brother Larry says, you know, mother passed away overnight. She went to bed and didn't wake up. And my first thought, obviously loss instantly, my first thought was, why didn't I call her yesterday? Because I would call her most every day. You know, because I was calling to make sure she was still okay. You know how it is with your adult, you know, they get older and you call just to make sure they're still up and going. You know, hey, Mom, how you doing? And she would always say to me, oh, I know, you're just calling to see if I'm still alive. You know how it is with, you know, you're, that wasn't my motive, but I guess it was part of it too, just providing that care and making sure she's okay. Well, we had been, Don and I had been up in Pine Top. We'd been away for a couple of days and busy with different things. And I had not called my mother for 3 days. There's nothing I can do about that, and I know my mother would have said, you know, that's fine. But live every day. You don't want that call today. You don't want that call today and say, I should have, or I could have, or why didn't I? Why didn't I complete that cycle or finish that business or resolve that issue? Fortunately, there was no unfinished business between me and my mother or my dad and myself when he died. But there are a lot of us, that is the case. And it may not be something you can go back and resolve with your parents, but you know what? If you've got adult sons or daughters, it's something you can work on right now, because someday they're going to get that call too. That's a reality. And a big part of this is obviously forgiveness. I don't think we can have a good relationship in an adult-child relationship without having the willingness and ability to say, I'm sorry, will you forgive me? I was wrong, will you forgive me? Forgiveness is just part of that equation that we have to have in life. We have to have it in the workplace here, don't we? We have to forgive each other. I blow it. I say stupid things. You, once in a while, blow it. And the fact is we all have to forgive each other. And it's a great picture of Christ's forgiveness for us, but we need that in our relationship with our adult sons or daughters. Number 8 on the list of adult and child relationships. And this one is really a very practical one. Tell them what you care about and what you expect. Talk to your sons or daughters about what you care about and what you expect. The verse we see in Psalm 127:3, children are a heritage from the Lord. And we think of it as a legacy, as a heritage. But we need to sit down and talk to our kids as they grow up. Talk about things that matter to us. I joke, my dad never wanted to talk about death. He was a very let's go, let's get it done kind of guy. I know where I'm going. God loves me and all of that. And I've joked from the platform over the years of the fact that my dad used to say, well, Dad, you know, he'd say, Dad, what do you want? You know, what, you know, talk about your life. Oh, I don't want to talk about that. He said, just dig a hole and drop me in. And it was funny, but it wasn't helpful. That make sense? It's funny, but it wasn't helpful. And I know my dad's heart. My dad said a lot, but he didn't share a lot. Does that make sense? I mean, we had a great relationship. We talked about a lot of things, ministry, and we talked about family, and talked about different things. But my dad was not one to just open his heart and say, Randy, I know someday, you know, I'm going to die, and I want to share some things with you that are really important in my life. I want to share with you before I'm gone. Or to say, you know, someday when it's my last day, I want to, here's how I'd like my funeral to be. Here's what I want at my funeral. I want it to be a party, and I want this, and those discussions don't often happen. Because we live in this constant state of denial, it's going to happen to somebody else and not to me. And I know this is true for me. As I prepared this lesson, I thought, wow, that's a good point. That's a good one. I got to do that one. You know, I got about 4 out of the 7 right now that I got to work on myself. Donna's here to keep me honest on that, too. But tell your kids what you expect. Transfer knowledge and values without preaching. These are things that are important. These are things that I really believe are important about life. You might want to do that in a journal. You might want to do that on a videotape today. But how can you transmit what you value to your children, to your adult children, without being preachy? Or to your grandchildren. Just sit down. Wouldn't you love to put a videotape together and say to your grandchildren, maybe update it every year if you're still living. You know, one of these days you're not, there it is, but update it and say, for my grandchildren, I want to share who I am and what I value. Wouldn't you love to see that with your grandparents? Wouldn't you love to be able to see your great-grandparents and the technology we have today to be able to tell them what you care about and what you expect? We need to have living wills. You know, Don and I were talking about our will. We got We gotta update our will. We talked about this is the year we're gonna do it. I pulled out the will the other day, and in our guardianship, you know, Evan, who's 37, is if I die, he's gonna go to his brother-in-law. I mean, you know.
Maybe your will is like that as well. We're going to update that. That's for sure. That's a priority. As I was creating this lesson, it brought home the fact that I have to catch up on that as well. I hope you're finding this instructive as we have been focusing today on intentional living with your adult children. And we would love to get this entire week-long series of teaching into your hands to say thank you for standing with the ministry. And so today, with your gift to the ministry of intentional living of any amount, whatever God lays on your heart, we're going to say thanks by sending you a complete teaching, the entire teaching on CD called Intentional Living with Your Adult Children. And if you become a monthly member of Intentional Living, you'll receive this teaching plus two other helpful lessons to help you be intentional with your high-stake relationships, including with your in-laws, that's one of the teachings, and in the workplace. All three of these very practical full-length teachings are intended to help you. Find out more by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. You can share a gift by clicking on the donate button. Also information there about the Intentional Love Marriage Conference for Arizona and Michigan, just days away now. Again, go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. We've got a Q&A session coming up in a moment on this very topic. Don't go away.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Do you feel completely stressed out by all the expectations people put on you? At the end of the day, does it make you feel far away from God?
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
You are a living, breathing, walking testimony to God. Do you feel that way? Or do you just feel like someone who gets the house clean and brings home the money and says yes to every request? With God, all things are possible, including a radical change in how you live your life. You don't need to say yes to everything to be considered valuable and accepted. You don't need to get everything done to be okay. Look at the people in your life as gifts from God, not problems. Let the things you do say yes to be a delight to you. Try it. You'll feel closer to God. For Intentional Living, this is Dr. Greg Jantz.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
He quit college. His girlfriend broke up with him and then he married someone else within 2 months. He got laid off from his job, and he just doesn't seem motivated. He's been offered a job here in the state that we're in, but he chooses not to do that.
He's 26 years old. He's living with a girlfriend, and she has 2 children, and he's not making a life of his own.
I'm just concerned for my daughter because she, you know, refuses to take any step towards responsibility whatsoever. She has 1 daughter that is was taken away by Child Protective Services. Now she's bringing another one into the world, and we're just at our wits end with her. We don't know what to do.
You know, we think about heart pains. It's not always just the muscle of the heart. Sometimes it's the deep spiritual, emotional, relational part of a parent's heart aching for an adult son or daughter. And that's why we're doing this series. And we'll have the conclusion of this series, part 5, next time here on Intentional Living. I hope you'll be joining us. After the session, we had guests and staff in the room, and I had a chance to get some Q&A time, and I wanted you to kind of come back into our teaching studio and join us.
Okay, another question. Colleen, thank you. What's your question or statement?
So I understand the struggle between letting go. That's always been a struggle, especially with my first one. It was a big struggle, letting her go, and when do you pull back? And she was at college, and her comment was, well, now that I'm home, why do I have to be, she'd come home for the weekend, why do I now have to be accountable to you as to when I'm going to be home, you know, curfew and what have you. And so that was a struggle for us because when mm-hmm. she was at college, I really didn't know when she was coming home.
Which is easier because then it's kind of like when they're out of sight, not totally out of mind, but like I can't control it now. Right.
And the problem I struggle with is I had a daughter who called me yesterday morning and said her father-in-law passed away Sunday night. Mm. And she says to me, how do I help my husband? Mm. And I said, wow. And it hurts. You know, we hurt when they're hurting.
Exactly.
And I have three daughters, and within the last several months, they're all dealing with their own issues. Mm-hmm. And I just want to step in and make it better. Mm-hmm. And most of them are relationship issues or health issues or what have you that I can't step in and help. And mm-hmm. so it's very difficult when we want to hurt, when they hurt so much and we want to fix it, and yet there's not much I can do.
The good news is she calls and asks. You know, the fact that you have a child that's willing to call and ask, what should I do, shows that there's a good relationship, there's a trust there. Many times that doesn't occur at all. But I would say to all parents with adult children, remember our role is not counselor. They may need to get a counselor or, you know, someone to help them, but we can be a friend and a parent. And that's not having all the answers. It's just loving them and helping point them in the right direction of what they can find to get some help. But many times you just need to know someone standing with you. You know, as in a person, just to know that your parent is standing with you and supporting you without having to fix it means a lot. But it's painful when our young adults go through difficulty. Any other questions? Any other question? Comment? Okay, Mike, what's your question?
You touched on a lot of great points. I wrote down a whole pad full of things that touched me personally. But I think the biggest thing that hit me was when my children were younger, teenagers, I would see them going to be doing something that probably is not the best thing to do, nothing that would hurt them or anything. And they'd always say, I'd say, well, you know, you really don't want to do that because they say, well, how will I know unless I do it and mess up? You know, I want to make my own mistakes. I want to make my own mistakes. How am I going to learn? And it was really kind of funny because I think they told each one on the way down, you know, the oldest told the youngest, hey, if you want to get dad mad, you know, say that. And then the other one, you know, my son, you know, he would say it too. And it would just frustrate me so much. Well, just a couple of weeks ago, my daughter broke her foot and she had two options. And she chose an option of healing that I would not have chosen. And I'm just biding my time. I want so badly to give her my opinion. And I keep on going back to, how am I going to learn if unless I make a mistake? But I tell my wife, you know, so at least I could have somebody to say, I told you so. You know, I told that was the right decision. But anyway, so I thank you for bringing back a lot of memories during today's class.
Well, thank you, Mike. Just a comment on that. With our young adults, obviously, if you've got an 8 or 9 year old child, and you have to step in and you have to be the parent and you have to say, this is the way it's going to be. You're not mature enough to make this decision. But you get up into these later teen years and they want to make some choices. You're letting the real out, right? You're letting out more of the cable and they're making more of their own decisions. But even then, there are times where as a parent, it depends on what the consequences are, where how strong you're going to be. Some consequences, I want you to learn that. Learn that because that'll be a good lesson for you to learn later on. Other ones, you got to step in and say, now, wait a minute. Before you make that decision, you know, it's going to be your decision, but before you make it, I expect, you know, you're going to talk to the doctor about this and this, and then you make the decision based on everything you've learned, and then I'll support you. So that's wisdom. That's part of the process of parenting. But it's difficult, Mike, because we know. We've been down some of these trails. And I think that's one of the greatest frustrations of those of us who are parents when we look at adult sons and daughters at times is we can see the end of the trail because we've been down a similar trail. But think about it when you were that age going down the trail. You didn't want someone nagging you. You wanted God to work in your own life. I do think there are times where parents jump in with their adult sons and daughters to protect them from things in life, and we rob what God is trying to teach them. I think there's a lot of young adults who
have never gotten God to speak to them because the parents got in the way. I think we ought to be careful not to jump in when God might be doing something in our son or daughter's life that only He can do in their life that we can't. But thank you for sharing that, Mike. Appreciate it.
Dr. Randy, thank you so much for your coaching CDs. And I just want to thank you in an extra big thank you for 2 CDs in a month. I'm retired and I live alone, and I just so enjoy hearing and hearing again what you share on those coaching CDs. Thank you, and God bless you. Dr. Randy and Donna, the whole team, I just love my electronic family.
Wow, thank you. Hey, that call just came in. Thank you for telling us how the coaching CDs are an encouragement, a blessing to you. And all members around the country are now receiving not just one teaching each month, but we're sending 2 entire jam-packed full CDs worth of teaching on these CDs of the lessons that I'm teaching to guests and staff here at our Intentional Living Center. And it's our gift every month to members. You know, this series, we're in now on adult children. In fact, as a gift, we're taking the CD from this teaching and we're making it available to anyone who will share a gift today to help with the ministry. We'll send this to you. But like the caller you just heard, our monthly members receive all of my teaching and 2 CDs every month. So I hope you come and join us. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Thank you for standing with us. And the prayer that I'm going to be wrapping up the series with next time is a free download for you. It's available in print, simply going to theintentionallife.com and click on free resources. I will be back next time to wrap this up, Intentional Living with Adult Children, as we bring it home and really focus on what this means in practical ways. And I hope you're finding this to be very helpful. Upcoming, by the way, as we progress through this series, we're going to next focus on in-laws, and then we're going to focus on the workplace. We call these your high-stake relationships. As we wrap up today, just a reminder, we are literally just days away now from the Intentional Love Marriage Conference. And it's going to be in Arizona, and it's going to be this weekend. And so I would encourage you, if you don't have your tickets, this is the time to get them this Friday night in Mesa and Saturday afternoon in Glendale. And then next week, Saturday morning at Youth Haven in Michigan. And tickets are available online today. Go to theintentionallife.com. Bring some friends with you. It's going to be a great celebration of marriage. Go to theintentionallife.com. All right. Have yourself a good day. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.